谢主，这是我们中国新年后的第一次的我们的聚会，敬拜聚会。
This is our first worship after the Chinese New Year.
正在我预备着讲章的时候，我们都知道弟兄姊妹见证了昨天我们经历了一个新年的聚会。
And brothers and sisters here probably know that yesterday we had a meeting for the Chinese New Year.
感谢主，我们有的同工提出，我们新年要不要我们在一起包饺子。
Praise the Lord that some brothers and sisters recommended that we have a meeting to wrap dumplings.
我们同工们就一起协商，好，我们把这次新年包饺子的聚会作为一次 fellowship， 作为一次团契的聚会。
So we thought, great, we'll just have a fellowship meeting using this opportunity.
这是我们当时起初的计划。
So that was the way we planned it originally.
可是神呢，看到了这件事，他要借着这件事给我们升级了。
Well, God saw this, our wishes and changed this to upgrade this.
因为我们弟兄姊妹当发起那个邀请的时候，有很多的中国文化的，还有非中国文化的人都愿意来参加这个聚会。
So when we sent out invitations, many, some that are of the Chinese culture and others of other cultures, they're willing to come to this meeting.
结果我们就看到了这些景象。
So this is what we experienced yesterday.
满满的一屋子，好多弟兄姊妹，包括我自己，都非常吃惊。
And we were very surprised, including myself.
哪来这么多人呢？
So many people.
原来是神把他们带来的。
And it was God who brought them here.
这件事又给了我们一个提醒。
And this reminded us of something.
我们的计划如果是合乎神的心意，
Our plan, if it's in God's will,
神就会加添。
And God will add to it.
但是如果我们的心意按照我们人的筹算，
If we, through our own planning,
神就会按他原来应许的计划行事。
God will still complete what he originally had planned.
这正是我们今天要一起学习的一个题目。
And so this is what we are going to learn together.
到底是伊什玛利呢，还是以撒？
So is it Ishmael or Isaac?
我们看人是怎么做，神是怎么选。
And so let's see what what man planned and what God chose.
在读这段经文之前，我们都简短的复习一下一个故事。
So let's revisit this a story, short story.
那就是神与亚伯拉罕立的约。
And that is the covenant that God has with Abraham.
在约中神对亚伯拉罕有了很多的祝福，说你的后裔要繁多。
And in the covenant, God said, God will greatly increase the.
国要从你而立。
And I will establish you.
这个约和亚伯拉罕立了以后，亚伯拉罕就听到了。
And Abraham heard from God with this covenant.
既然神要赐我的后裔，那我一定要有后裔。
So if God is going to bless me with descendants, then I have to have an offspring.
可是萨拉和我都太老了。
But Sarah and I are too old.
尤其是萨拉已经过了那个年龄。
And Sarah is beyond the childbearing. Sarah's past the childbearing age.
那就萨拉和亚伯拉罕做了一个在人看来很好的一个计划。
So they, from man, it is a great plan. Sarah and Abraham came up with a plan.
就把埃及的一个使女给亚伯拉罕生了一个伊什玛利。
And so they gave the maid from Egypt the Egyptian maid to Abraham so they can, she can bear Abraham a son.
生完这个孩子以后，圣经没有记载。我想亚伯拉罕和撒拉说，这下成了。
Even though the Bible didn't record this, but I'm sure that they said, "Okay, our plan worked."
因为亚伯拉罕曾对神说，愿以实玛利活在你面前。
Because Abraham said, "May Ishmael live before you."
然后就是这一段的故事经文，刚才已经读过。
And so we just read chapter 21 Genesis.
这个场景，我想对我们有中国文化的人并不陌生。
This type of happenings for us with Chinese culture is not unfamiliar.
这里边我们看到了有三个字，赶出去。
And in here I saw three words, expel her.
这个字我们读来，没有一个人会说这是一个正面的词。
Nobody would say this is a positive phrase.
更是在这个场景下，我们这个场景是一个欢庆的场景。
And this is something that happens.
孩子断奶这个仪式肯定不亚于我们中国过百天一百天啊，过生日更贴切一些，过孩子第一岁的生日。
And so the child getting weaned, it's usually about 1 year old.
大家在一起的欢喜快乐的庆祝。
And everybody got together and to celebrate.
孩子们，哥哥，还有一个刚断奶的弟弟，在那边玩耍喜笑。
And the older brother and the child that was just weaned were playing together.
在这么一个欢乐的一个场景里边，突然发生了一个冲突。
And in such a happy occasion, there's all of a sudden a conflict happened.
撒拉请求亚伯拉罕，你把他赶出去，把以实玛利赶出去和他的妈妈。
And so Sarah said to Abraham, you need to banish Hagar.
当读到这的时候，我第一次读这经，我第一个反应呢，就是一个遗产的继产权的问题。
So when I first read this, the first thought that came to my mind is this conflict is over the inheritance.
也让我想到中国很多的宫斗剧里边的这个权皇权的争斗。
And it also let me think of some of these drama that happened in the power struggle in the palace.
那这个到底它的根源是什么？这个场景发生的根源是什么？
So what is the root of this conflict?
我们看到了亚伯拉罕的反应，他是怎么一个反应？他是忧愁。
And we saw that the reaction of Abraham was he was displeased.
看神怎么回答的，神说你就按着撒拉说的去做。
And God's reply to him was just do as Sarah tells you.
这么一个场景，神在这确认了撒拉的他的请求。
So here God affirms the request of Sarah.
根本的冲突是这里边有人的筹算和神的应许。
So here the conflict is over man's plan versus God's promise.
在人的筹算中，以实玛利是长子还是，并且是从亚伯拉罕而生，这一点非常的重要。
So we can see that Ishmael is the firstborn, and he is born of Abraham.
而神的盟约，神的应许是如何说？神的应许说是必须从你和亚伯拉罕和撒拉而出。
So, but God's covenant says that the offspring has to be from Abraham and Sarah.
只有以撒才是继承的后裔。
So only Isaac is the can inherit become his offspring.
嗯，我们还看到了一个场景，就是说，如果说神拣选的是以撒的话，那以实玛利怎么办？就让他自生自灭。
So if God chose Isaac, what happens to Ishmael? Does God just abandon him?
神给了他祝福。
But God actually blessed him.
我们看到神的祝福，给以撒的祝福是继承产业，要他国，要王和国从他而出。
So we saw that through Isaac, God's promise was that the kingdom and the kings will come from them.
而对以实玛利的祝福是让他成为在地上的大国。
And God's promise to Ishmael is that a nation will come out of him.
那是以实玛利他想要的。
And that's what Ishmael wanted.
而在以撒身上是神要应许的。
In Isaac, that's what God promised.
我们看完了这段经文以后，我们从中我们得出了今天我们要一起讨论的三个原则，三个主题。
So, from this passage, we want to look at three points.
第一点是，神的应许一定会胜过人的筹算。
So, the first one is God's promise.Will always surpass man's planning.
神他拣选以撒意义深远，他意味着神要借以撒成就救赎。
And God's choice of Isaac prophesied the redemption of Jesus Christ.
然后神也在按着拣选以撒的原则拣选了在座的你和我。
And this God which has chosen us.Using the same principles.
他要我们在这个救赎中成圣。
And he wants to through our salvation be sanctified.
刚才我们看到这个人筹算，我们简单的复习了一下，真的是不可以不说它是不周密。
The man's planning, we cannot say that it is not a complete good plan.
也是从亚伯拉罕而出。
It's also from Abraham.
但是以实玛利他是埃及的使女所生。
But Ishmael is born of the Egyptian maid Hagar.
尽管亚伯拉罕和萨拉在那个时刻觉得已经有了继承人。
Even if at that time Abraham and Sarah think that they have an heir.
但我们的神他不会说，既然你有了，那就好了。
But God wouldn't say, since you already have one, then it's fine.
而是神说 ，No， 不不，我已经在盟约中应许了你。我要按着我的表，这是神，神要按着神他自己的应许来行事。
God said no, because in through the covenant, I have already promised you.
神在应许当中，要他让亚伯拉罕成为多国之父。
And in his promise, God wants Abraham to be the father of nations.
但是亚伯拉罕实在是很迟钝，我们。他非常的迟钝。
But Abraham was very slow.
他要说愿以实玛利活在你面前。
And he said, may Ishmael live before you.
我们的神真是非常忍耐，非常有这个耐心。
And God is very patient with him.
又说了一次，说只有撒拉要你做多国的父，撒拉要做多国的母。
And he said again another time that Sarah is the mother of nations.
你亚伯拉罕要从以撒得儿子。
And Abraham,
对不起，从撒拉得儿子。
Abraham has to through Sarah have a son.
清清楚楚，神每一件事都说了两遍。
So it was very clear. God said everything twice.
如果他还有怀疑，只从亚伯拉罕而出的话，那伊什玛利是 qualified.
If only Abraham is the father, then Ishmael qualifies.
但是必须从撒拉生以撒，那就是神的应许。
But only through Sarah comes Isaac. That is God's promise.
刚才我们看到了赶出去的那个场景，我们这个场景，我们也看到了神的祝福。
When we saw the situation where Hagar was banished, there is blessings there too.
神驱逐伊什玛利，原来有神的美意，他不是要惩罚他们。
God banished Ishmael. God has his way, and is not to punish them.
而是神要成就他的应许，他的盟约。
Is through God wants to fulfill His promise through the covenant.
我们再看一下神拣选以撒，他的对我们的他的含义，他的意义何在？
So let's see what God's what's the meaning that Isaac is the chosen one.
创世纪十七章十九节，神说：“不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，叫他后裔做他后裔永远的约。”
Genesis 17:19, God said, No, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant to his offspring after him.
神要借以撒坚定神立的约。
So God, through Isaac, he wants to establish this covenant.
神怕他听不懂，又印证了一下，在创世纪十七章二十一节，到明年这个时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。
And God was afraid that Abraham didn't hear him, so he said again, But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear you at this time next year.
说完了两遍，我想我们都听懂了。亚伯拉罕听完了这两遍，他应该是也听懂了。
Well, we all heard this twice, so we think we understand, but Abraham should understand also.
神拣选以撒，为的是要坚立他所立的盟约。
God chose Isaac so that he can establish his covenant with Abraham.
我们从拣选以撒，我们还看到了一个光景，神要建立他的国度，他要赐下一个君王。
And we also see that, Through his covenant, he is going to bestow a king.
神又提了两次，在创世纪十七章五节里边说，因为我已立你做多国的父。第六节是君王从你而出。
And Genesis 17:5-6, God said, I made you father of nations. And verse 6 says, kings shall come from you.
在十七章十六节，他又从撒拉的角度又说了一遍，他要做多国的母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。
And 17:16, God said, Sarah will be the mother of nations; kings of peoples shall come from her.
我们刚才从拣选以撒，我们看到了盟约，看到了君王，我们看到了什么？看到了神，他要借着拣选以撒，要建立神的国度。
So we see that through the covenant, God through the covenant, God is going to establish His kingdom.
这里边说到的必有百姓的君王从他而出，这个百姓就是我们。
And the kings of peoples shall come from her. The peoples are us.
原来神他要拣选以撒，是要建立国度，让我们在他的国民中，他为我们立了一个君王，是一个永远的君王。
And God through Isaac is to establish his kingdom, and a king that comes from them is an everlasting king.
神拣选了以撒也是要成就对我们的救赎。
God chose Isaac is also to complete a salvation to us.
我们把视野拉宽一些，我们看一下，从创世纪三章十五节，我们都很熟悉，那里边说，女人的后裔要伤你的头。
And going back to Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, there it says the woman's offspring will bruise your head.
在这个亚当之约我们看到的后裔，我们看到了主耶稣基督的到来。
And we, through that we see the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在创世纪21章12节，神对亚伯拉罕说，因为从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
Genesis 21:12 God said to Abraham, For through Isaac shall your offspring be named.
我们从以撒身上我们看到了耶稣基督的预表。
And through Isaac we see foreshadow of Jesus Christ.
直到提摩太后书二章八节，你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔。
Timothy 2:8 says, Remember Jesus Christ is the offspring of David.
神与大卫立约的时候，要让王，要让国在他永远在他的家中建立。
And when God made a covenant with David, he established his throne an everlasting throne through David.
主耶稣是大卫的后裔。
Jesus is a descendant of David.
也是从以撒而来的后裔。
Is also an offspring through Isaac.
而在创世纪三章十五节说到女人的后裔，原来神就是这样的成就了。
And Genesis 3:15, the offspring of the woman, and that is how God fulfilled.
如果说在三章十五节创世纪说到的这个后裔是神给我们一个应许。
And if we say Genesis 3:15 is a promise of God.
那神拣选以撒是一个在应许中的实施。
And through Isaac, that is a fulfilling of his promise.
而主耶稣是那个后裔的成就。
And Jesus is this offspring.
那同样拣选以撒也预表了这个基督的救赎。
And the choice of Isaac is also a prophecy of the redemption of Jesus Christ.
这弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉，我们说到以撒的时候，我们就会想到主耶稣基督这个独生子。
So when we think of Isaac, we think of the only son.
那我们知道他共性也很多，那以撒和主耶稣都是父爱的独生子。
Both Jesus and Isaac are the loved only son by the Father.
主耶稣是神的独生子。
Jesus is the only son of God.
他们都甘心的献上，甘心的以活祭献上。
Both of them are willing to offer themselves as living sacrifice.
如果说以撒是献祭的这个预表，那主耶稣他是真实的替我们的罪献上了。
If we say that Isaac's his sacrifice is a foreshadow of then Jesus' sacrifice is the reality.
主耶稣成了我们赎罪的活祭。
And Jesus is a living sacrifice for atonement.
我们也看到当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，神为他预备了一只羔羊。
We saw that God provided a lamb for for the sacrifice.
而主耶稣
with Isaac.
主耶稣就是神为我们预备的那位替罪的羔羊。
And Jesus is the one, is the lamb that God prepared for us to bear our sins.
那神拣选以撒，对我们今天在座的弟兄姊妹来说，还有一个更切实的一个意义，那就是神要借以撒建立国度。
And there's another meaning through which God chose Isaac, and that is to establish the kingdom of God.
在创世纪十七章六节里边，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
Genesis 17:6 says, I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you.
神在约中预表了，应许了国度的建立。
Through this covenant, God promised the establishment of his kingdom.
我们再看撒下七章十三节，大卫之约中，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
And 2 Samuel 7:13 says, He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
从大卫建的国位直到永远。
And from the kingdom, the throne of David until eternity.
看到启示录彻底给我们显明，启示录十一章十五节，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永永远远。
And in Revelation 11:15, it shows that this is accomplished. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever.
那如果说在创世纪神应许的国度只是在迦南地的我们这个属世的国度的话，
If in Genesis is this kingdom is only in Canaan,
那借着神借着大卫之约为我们显明是一个永恒的属天的国度。
And through the covenant with David, God shows us that this kingdom is eternal.
神拣选了以撒，预表了国度，而我们的主耶稣基督为我们成就了这个国度。
And in the New Testament, through our Lord Jesus Christ, this kingdom is accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天当来学习国度这个概念，我们想到原来神是在借着拣选以撒已经为我们预备，为我们预表。
And when we think of the kingdom that God is building, and we see that it is through the choice of Isaac.
神要为了救赎我们，他为我们做了一个纯全完整的一个计划。
And through that, God has given us a complete, perfect plan.
这个计划远远超出了人的筹算。
And this plan surpassed the man's planning.
当我们今天说我们要去传福音，我们会遇到这儿，经常会遇到传了很多年的福音，这个朋友还没有得救。
When we think about spreading the gospel, we may be preaching gospel to a friend for years, and yet they're still not saved.
这位福音朋友两周以后就要回国了，我们赶紧赶紧的把福音给他。
Well, this friend is going to go back home, so let's do that quickly. Let's give him the gospel.
我们为生病的肢体，我们迫切的祷告。他的病过了一个月还没有好。
And for someone who is sick, and we pray for them earnestly, and yet after 2 weeks they're still not healed.
我们就多加用力的在祷告，直到神听到为止。
And so we pray more and more so that God can hear us.
我们都有这样的经历。
We all have that experience.
但我们要学习相信神在他应许中 会按他的时间，为按他的旨意成就。
And we need to have this understanding that God will fulfill, God will make things happen in His time.
神真是奇妙。
God is wonderful.
当我们贯穿整本圣经，从盟约中看神的旨意的时候，我们不得不感谢赞美我们的神。
So when we look at the entire Bible through his, see all the covenants, we cannot help but to praise him.
神在与亚当立约的时候，他为我们预表了后裔要战胜蛇。
God through Adam's covenant, God has prophesied that the offspring will overcome the serpent.
这里边又有计划，又有应许。
And here there is a plan and also a promise.
到了诺亚之约的时候，神说：“我要让你们存活，不再灭你们。”
And Noah's covenant, God said, "I will preserve you."
他在恩典中保留了罪人。
So sinners are preserved through grace.
为的是让罪人有机会得救。
So that the sinners can be saved, have opportunity to be saved.
当在亚伯拉罕之约神拣选以撒的时候，
And when through Abraham's covenant, God chose Isaac.
他给了我们实实在在的应许。
And he gives us a promise.
亚当之约神应许的那个后裔要借着以撒为我们预备。
The offspring will come from Isaac.
神国度的君王要借着以撒为我们准备。
And kings will come from Isaac.
直到了大卫之约，永远的国位，永恒的君王要从大卫而出。
And then in David's covenant, we see that the everlasting throne and everlasting king will come from David.
我们看从神应许的这个后裔，应许的这个君王和国度，借着我们的主耶稣的十字架为我们成就了。
And we see that the promised king and the kingdom is accomplished through our Lord Jesus Christ.
从以撒的后裔，我们看到了主耶稣基督，神拣选的、神差派的后裔。
And we see that through Isaac, God send his promised offspring.
主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，
When Jesus said on the cross, "It's finished."
这一切神的计划都成就了。
And God's plan is completely fulfilled.
所以我们在启示录当中，我们看到的是一幅新天新地的景象。
And we see in Revelations, this new heaven and new earth.
这幅新天新地是在伊甸园神就为我们所预备了。
And this new heaven and new earth, God has already prepared for us in the Garden of Eden.
借着拣选以撒，这个亚伯拉罕之约来实施。
Through choosing Isaac, God is completing his plan through that.
借着我们的主耶稣基督来成就。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ, He fulfilled His promise.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们是一群蒙福的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are blessed.
旧约当中他们还没有明白国度的含义，而我们今天我们看到神给我们把这个图画给展开了。
In the Old Testament, they still have not seen this, this kingdom. But today, through the New Testament, we see that expressed to us.
主耶稣基督的十字架让我们看到了那新天新地的美好。
And through the cross, we see that the beauty of the new heaven and new earth.
神让我们这些子民要进入到他这荣耀的国度。
And God wants to want His people to enter into this glorious kingdom.
让我们来分享神在国度中为我们预备的极宝贵的基业。
And so that we can explain to others this precious inheritance that God prepared for us.
感谢主，我们不得不感恩。
Praise the Lord that we must be thankful.
感谢我们的主，神那用同样的原则，今天我们被神拣选，有着他也美好的旨意。
And today we have to be thankful because of His wonderful will.
那我们看神拣选我们成圣，我们从神拣选以撒当中，他给了我们什么样的启示？
So God has chosen us to be sanctified in Christ. So what are some of the points there?
我们知道神拣选我们是因着神的主权，神的恩典。
God chose us because of His sovereignty and His grace.
我们也见证了神拣选我们的方式是神的应许。
And we also see that the way that God has chosen us is through God's promise.
这个应许在伊甸园的时候就给了我们。
And this promise was given to us in the Garden of Eden.
在拣选以撒的时候就给了我们。
In choosing Isaac, He has already given us that promise.
那神拣选我们的目的是要建立神的国度。
And the purpose in choosing us is to establish His kingdom.
这个国度我们都有份。
And this kingdom, we all have a portion.
因为我们是神拣选的荣耀的子民。
Because we are the glorious people that He had chosen.
那我们看一下，我们既然是我们这样被神在圣洁中，在荣耀中拣选，我们如何的来回应神的应许？
So how do we respond to His promise?
刚才我用了两个祷告，用了两个例子，说那我们今年现在是在2026年，刚过了不到两个月，我们都知道有个新年的 New Year Resolution。
So we just passed the New Year, so we all have a New Year Resolution.
我们要好好的计划，好好的去按我们。就是一定要做得好好的，我们按计划来做。
So we all have to make a good plan and work diligently according to our plans.
我们更加努力，更加的去做事情。
Yep, so we can work harder.
我们的计划，刚才就像我们昨天的聚会一样，在计划中如果顺应神的心意，神他会祝福和加添。
Just like yesterday, our plans, if it is in God's will, He will continue to bless and add to it.
但我们也知道，我们不能跑在神的前边，也不能不跟着神的脚步走。
So we also know that we cannot be go ahead of God's plan or be following behind Him.
这里有一个问题，我们会问：我怎么知道我是按着神的心意，在他的应许中活呢？
So we always have this question, how do we know that we are living in God's will?
我们人没有答案。
We don't have an answer.
所以我们要寻求神。
That's why we have to seek Him.
那寻求神，我们知道，我们寻求神要与神亲近，有聚会，我们要祷告，我们要彼此的劝勉，我们要读神的话语。
So we all know that if we want to seek Him, then we have to draw near to Him, we have to worship Him, we have to pray, we have to read His Word.
我们要去默想神的话语。
We have to meditate on His Word.
神的话不是单单在讲故事，而是说他要对我说话。
God's Word is not just telling a story, He is speaking to us.
我们要反复的去揣摩神要对我说什么话。
So we have to meditate and try to figure out what God is saying to us.
我们如果从神的话中得着 下一个行动就是听到以后我们要去行道，要顺从神。
So when we understand what God wants us to do, then we have to obey Him, to follow Him.
顺从的意思不单单是只是明白同意，而是要去行。
And to obey is not to just understand what He's telling us, but to actually act it out.
那今年的主题我们弟兄姊妹都知道，要当作圣洁的活祭献与神。
So we know that this year's our theme is that to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
神不是让我们去牺牲掉我们自己，而是说让我们把自己完全的交托给神。
God is not asking us to sacrifice, but to give ourselves to Him.
神让我们结出圣灵的果实，也是他喜悦的果实。
And God wants us to bear us food in the Spirit.
神他喜悦看到我们今天结出果实，他更要求我们说，当新天新地的时候，要我们带着硕果累累进到神的国度。
And God is pleased to see that we bear fruit, and not only that, to bear it abundantly.
我们寻求神，求主帮助我们，在信心、德行、知识、节制、忍耐、虔敬、爱弟兄、爱众人这八个方面，让求神帮助我们能够在成圣的路上不断的成长。
God wants us to bear fruit in faith, in knowledge, in self-control, patience, godliness, and love one another and love brothers, love ourselves.
神在他圣洁的盟约中拣选了以撒。
And through the covenant, God chose Isaac.
神也在他圣洁的旨意中拣选了我们。
And in His holy will, He has chosen us.
以撒顺从神的旨意，按神的心意去行。
And so that we act according to God's will.
神在给我们应许拣选我们的时候，也教导我们说我们要按照神的心意去行。
And we have to when we act, we have to act according to His will.
愿神借着今天应许、救赎和成圣这三个主题，他让我们的灵命复苏，让我们的进入到一个活泼跟随神的这么一个状况。
So today, through His promise, His salvation, and sanctification, that we will enter into His to follow Him.
愿神的话语祝福我们，愿让我们在神的话语中共勉。
May His word bless us and be supply to us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你把今天这宝贵的话语你赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this precious word.
你借着在你的应许中拣选以撒，你给了我们启示。
In your promise, you chose Isaac.
你让我们看见，主，你为了救赎我们建立国度，你预备的这个救赎的盟约是何等的纯全。
You see, you reveal to us how your covenant is complete.
主啊，你的应许远远超过世人的筹算。
And your promise far surpass man's planning.
主，我们感谢你，我们求你，愿你的应许在众弟兄姊妹我们身上能够成就。
And may your promise be fulfilled in us.
愿我们在跟随你行的这条成圣的路上不断的被你破碎建造。
May we follow you in this path of sanctification and be built up.
求圣灵帮助我们能够结出圣灵的果实。
And may we bear the fruit of the Spirit.
愿我们活在你的面前，我们的让我们愿我们的生命能够蒙你的喜悦。
May the way that we live before you and our lives be pleasing to you.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank you.
这样的祷告祈求赞美是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.